Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for March 13th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Well, the Hall of Fame ceremony at the FIA Boca 2024 conference has come and gone, and I did not stumble on the stage, which was my greatest fear. I was truly humbled to be part of this year's class with so many distinguished market participants, exchange leaders, and other industry leaders. The best part of the Hall of Fame induction for me is the message that it sends to my family, particularly my children. I'm not a big believer in handing down generational wealth to the next generation, but I am a believer in handing down a good reputation and a good name. That is something that each one of them can build upon for themselves. The FIA Hall of Fame was a validation of all the hard work and good works that I have given and done for the listed and cleared derivatives industry. Of course, that is not to say I still can't mess things up. My dreams for my children are for them to live their own lives, figure out who they are and what they want to be. Yesterday, we were able to conduct another 16 interviews, sneaking the 16th in right before the Hall of Fame ceremony. We have another 9 this morning, and then we are done. The conference program ends at noon, which is when the putters come out on the practice screen. The conference ends with the traditional fundraiser cocktail party on the 18th green on behalf of Futures for Kids. Of course, this afternoon is also the pickleball clinic sponsored by Connemara Technologies. Like most BOCAs, the conference has flown by. Comments from participants have noted how the conference has changed from one with more golf and leisure to a series of 30-minute speed dates. For JLN, it was a series of 20-minute speed interviews with nary a moment for a coffee break. Maybe next year we'll schedule those in. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were Broadridge launches global futures and options trading platform from the trade, Wall Street's risky bet returns, the resurgence of short volatility trading from investing.com, and short-term options have become popular in commodities from Seeking Alpha. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more comments from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, Structured Products and the Broken VIX Discourse. Who done it? Last week, we wrote about how the BIS thinks the explosion of structured products like ETFs built for derivatives-derived income could be the real cause for the decline in the VIX. The volatility index's parent now begs to differ. The CBOE, formerly known as the Chicago Board Options Exchange, has put out a report examining the decline in the volatility measured by its flagship VIX index, which it admits has not only been historic, but also surprising. My comment, who's going to fix the VIX? Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, how China tried to fix the stock market and broke the quants. Beijing wanted to end a stock market slump that led to unintended consequences. China's biggest quant funds beat the market for years by applying complicated statistical models to stock picking, but they didn't model a key factor, the government. Quantitative funds, which use algorithms to chew masses of data and make trading decisions, have become a powerful force in the U.S., where funds such as AQR Capital Management, Renaissance Technologies, and Millennium Management manage huge portfolios and provide an important source of liquidity for small investors. But the industry has at times been controversial, being accused of herd behavior that exacerbates periods of volatility. My comment, let the quants fix themselves, if any still exists. Here are the top 3 stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story on Tuesday was a tie between the BBC's More Than a Fifth of UK Adults Not Looking for Work and the FIA's FIA releases report on derivatives industry trends. Second was Bloomberg's UK moves ahead in vaccine race with 6.3 million RSV shots. And third was a tie between the Wall Street Journal's Singapore Exchange to launch short-term interest rate derivatives and the CQG press release. CQG unveils new first-of-its-kind AI machine learning trading toolkit for predicting futures market moves. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, How a Physics Whiz Made a Killing Betting on Nature's Catastrophes. John Seo used his scientific knowledge to develop a winning formula for trading catastrophe bonds, a market that's booming thanks to climate change and inflation. When thousands of homeowners in Florida and Louisiana purchased their hurricane insurance, they probably had no idea that John Seo stood to make a big profit if their properties got through the next 3 years unscathed. Unbeknownst to them, Seo, a 57-year-old hedge fund manager in southern Connecticut, is the reason why millions of people from New Zealand to Chile have financial protection against natural disasters. His fund, Firmit Capital Management, owns the world's biggest collection of catastrophe bonds, complex financial instruments that insurers issue to cover risks they can't handle. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, CME Group bids to enter U.S. Treasury clearing business. CEO of Exchange Group says move into world's biggest bond market is, quote, no-brainer, unquote. Its application will come this year. CME Group said it will apply to clear U.S. Treasuries, becoming the first exchange company to publicly state its ambitions to grab a lucrative slice of the world's biggest bond market. Quote, it's a no-brainer to go ahead and file the application to become a Treasury clearer, unquote, Terry Duffy, chief executive of the CME, told the Financial Times on Tuesday. The $27 trillion Treasury market is facing seismic changes under new U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission rules, which will remodel the way that trades are finalized. The regulator is forcing more Treasury trades through a clearinghouse in an effort to make the market more resilient after a series of crises. And then finally, here's a story also from the Financial Times. The headline, Brexit has made investing in the UK harder, says Intercontinental Chief. Jeffrey Sprecher was an early backer of UK split from EU, but now says London has lost value as a trading center. Brexit has made it hard to invest in the UK, according to the head of the company behind the New York Stock Exchange, a one-time backer of the UK's split from the EU. Jeffrey Sprecher, founder and chief executive of Intercontinental Exchange, said the UK had lost value as a trading center since leaving the single market, and uncertainty around some post-Brexit regulations had made it difficult to invest in British businesses. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform on which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the Daily John Lothian Newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.